Bunbury lad Dennis Bugelhole volunteered with the 10th Light Horse in 1931 as a 20-year-old and 10 years later enlisted with them for war service. He provided his own horse. The 10th was famed for its action during the Great Boer. The Bunbury troop was led by Colonel Tweedy. The troopers camped at Hans Oval and their horses were picketed just down the road at Forest Park.
They were a good mob of men. We camped in tents. We had boards underneath us and a palliasse on top of that. 8 men in a tent. And when we got up in the morning, we had to straighten our tent and fold our rugs up properly or use on the mat. The horses, they were in Forest Park, but we used to come there every morning, fill up the nose bags, stand it behind the horse, and then the officers used to yell out to us and we used to feed our horses. I often told them that 4 horses was too many for 1 person. And there was a lot of young fellows there too, see, they never had the experience. And of course, when they took them off the line, they had a great big water trough, and they used to give the horses a drink and then tie them up again. These horses were full of bullets, and they pulled away from this bloke. All the others went with them, and away they went in Forest Park. Alf Swain, he had hold of my horse, and he said, "Oh, Dennis, I had a hell of a job with your horse, Ronnie, we called him." I said, "He nearly went. He was on one side of the trough and I was on the other, hanging on to him." No, he never got away, but the other horses went through Forest Park, and before they got out of Forest Park, some of them broke their necks. And the way they went down to the highway, and they ended up down to the station, up Wellington Street, over towards the beach, and down towards Muddy Lake. There was nobody to head them off. If anybody headed them off, they would have been right. Couldn't catch them.
Dennis Bugelhole of the 10th Light Horse.